The word of the Lord from the 81st Psalm. Hear, O my people, and I will admonish you. O Israel, if you will listen to me, there shall be no foreign god among you, nor shall you worship any foreign god. I am the Lord your God, who brought you out of the land of Egypt. Open your mouth wide, and I will fill it. So far the reading. We are coming to the end of the week of the fourth Sunday in Lent, and that Sunday has received a special name in some religious traditions. It is sometimes called the Sunday of Refreshment. That designation is based on the historic gospel reading for the day, which describes how Jesus refreshed the hungry multitude in the wilderness. By divine power, he multiplied 5 loaves of bread and 2 small fish into an abundance of food enough to feed thousands. Following that incident, John's Gospel records how Jesus launched into what is often called his Bread of Life discourse. There he identifies himself as the Bread of Life who comes down from heaven. And he makes these amazing promises. He says, "He who comes to me will never hunger, and he who believes in me will never thirst. If anyone eats of this bread, he will live forever." In our psalm reading for today, a merciful God issues a gracious invitation. He says, "Open your mouth wide." And then he attaches his promise, "And I will fill it." He provides spiritual bread, food for hungry souls, and he invites the hungry to take and eat. The bread is fully prepared. He doesn't tell us to plant the wheat and harvest it and grind it into flour and add the yeast and oil and water and salt in right proportions and knead the dough and heat the oven and bake the bread. To make something for ourselves, something nourishing and satisfying. That work is all done. There's nothing left to do to provide spiritual food for spiritually starved humanity. It's finished and it's perfect. Its nutritional value cannot be improved on. It's the perfect food because it is the work of God. God has provided the bread, and that bread is his Son, who came down from heaven and took to himself our humanity, lived, died, and rose again to provide for us reconciliation with God. He is the bread of life. And he issues the gracious invitation, "Come, for all things are now ready. Come and eat. Open your mouth wide, and I will fill it." But what is the response of humankind? Humankind says in response, "I'm not hungry. And even if I were hungry, I don't like your bread anyway. I'd rather make my own. I'm not going to open my mouth, and I won't even respond to your invitation to do so. I have need of nothing that you have to offer me." Right after the words in our psalm where it says, "Open your mouth wide and I will fill it," the psalm goes on and says, "But my people would not heed my voice, and Israel would have none of me." Here we are confronted with this dumbfounding truth concerning humanity. Not only will men not respond to the kind of invitation of God which addresses their deepest spiritual need, but they will deny that the need is there in the first place. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it, St. John wrote. He was in the world, and the world was made through him, and the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own did not receive him. Early in his ministry, Jesus came back to his hometown, the town of Nazareth, and it was on a Sabbath day, and he was invited to read and comment on a biblical text in the synagogue that day. And the scroll of the prophet Isaiah was handed to him, and he opened the scroll and unrolled it and found the place that we call chapter 61, and he read these words, "The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me to preach good tidings to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to those who are bound." And then he announced to his hearers, "Today, this scripture is fulfilled in your hearing." The Son of God in human flesh stood in the midst of his people and applied a specific Old Testament prophecy to himself. It was a prophecy that highlighted his role as the bringer of good news to those who desperately need it. He is the preacher of good news to poor people, the one who brings healing to broken hearts, the one who proclaims liberty to captives, the one who opens the prison to those held there in chains. Here is the most kindly, compassionate, gracious presentation of the work of the Son of God. He was in effect saying what our psalm reading is saying today: "Open your mouth wide, and I will fill it." And what was the response of his hearers that day? Luke tells us they were filled with anger, and they rushed him, and they grabbed him, and they threw him out of the city, and they were about to throw him over a cliff when he escaped from their hands. Jesus concluded his Bread of Life discourse with words like these. He said, "He who feeds on me will live, and he who eats this bread will live forever." And many of those who were among his followers said, "This is a hard saying. Who can understand it?" And then St. John reports that from that time, many of his disciples went back and walked with him no more. Jesus had said, in effect, "Open your mouth wide, and I will fill it." And men replied, "No, I'm closing my mouth. I don't want and I don't need what you have to offer." Now, I suppose there is a temptation for us to say, isn't it awful how people responded to the Son of God? Isn't it terrible how when God in the Old Testament patiently and continually held out his invitation to people, "Open your mouth wide and I will fill it," that we have to read then in the very next verse, "But my people would not heed my voice, and Israel would have none of me." But let this be no occasion for self-righteousness on our part, because the point of it all is to hold the mirror up to human nature and to show us all what is in the human heart, including our own, that hardened, obtuse stubbornness is our own. And if we break out of it, that is truly the work of God. Jesus put it this way: "No one can come to me unless it has been granted to him by my Father." Oh, many may claim, "It's within my power to make the right decisions and spiritual things." And the response of God's revelation to that claim is the emphatic negation: "No, you can't. God gives the miracle of repentance." Jesus declared that they are truly blessed who hunger and thirst for righteousness. because they are painfully aware that righteousness is so completely lacking in themselves, they will gladly and eagerly respond to the invitation, "Open your mouth wide." They will embrace the promise, "I will fill you." Blessed are they who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be filled. It's a painful thing to come to the realization of our need and our helplessness. It cannot be otherwise. But it is the most blessed thing of all to see, by the grace of God, that our helplessness does not end in despair. There is blessedness in knowing hunger and thirst, because God invites, "Open your mouth wide, and I will fill it." Amen. Please turn now to the morning prayer, which you will find on page 167 in the front of the hymn book, and let us rise and pray that prayer together. Hymn of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. I thank you, my Heavenly Father, through Jesus Christ, your dear Son, that you have kept me this night from all harm and danger, and I pray you to protect me this day also from sin and every evil, that all my doings and life may please you. For into your hands I commend myself, my body and soul, and all things. Let your holy angel with me, that the wicked foe may have no power over me. Amen.